The President has been urged to issue a further clarification on a letter sent by his wife to the Irish Times. In the letter published last week, Sabina Higgins warned that the war between Russia and Ukraine would continue until the country's leaders agreed a ceasefire and entered negotiations. The letter was published on the President's website, but later removed. In a statement, a spokesman for President Michael D. Higgins said he had been unequivocal in his condemnation of the Russian invasion. Government politicians, including Fine Gael TD Paul Keogh and Fianna Fáil Senator Malcolm Byrne, have said the statement doesn't answer some key questions. However, Richard Boyd Barrett of People Before Profit said that attacks on Mrs. Higgins were disgraceful. Jason Corcoran, a journalist who covers Russia, has been looking at the reaction in Ukraine and Russia. He's on the line now. Jason, you've been writing about this in this morning's Irish Independent. Who have you been speaking to in Ukraine and what did they say to you?
Good morning. Yeah, no, I've been speaking to Katerina Yushchenko. She's a former First Lady of Ukraine, and she said about the letter that she was saddened and surprised that the letter doesn't recognize a country's existential crisis. Mrs. Yushchenko added that she met with Mr. Higgins in 2017 when he expressed sincere dismay about Russia's annexation of Crimea in 2014, and its backing of so-called separatists in Donetsk and Lugansk. Her husband, Victor, who was allegedly poisoned with deadly toxin by Russian spies, she added that Ukrainians have always felt a special bond with the Irish due to similar experiences of the colony and a common history of famine. And she also added that, of course, we wish that we could negotiate an end to this war, but Russia has openly declared that Ukraine should not exist and is determined to wipe us out as a nation.
Now, you also spoke to a man called Cormac Smith, who at one time advised the Ukrainian foreign minister. Tell us about him and what he said.
Yeah, Cormac is an Irishman. He's originally from Greystones in County Wicklow. He was seconded by the British Foreign Ministry to work as a strategic advisor in Kiev for the foreign ministry. He said he welcomed the statement from Mrs. Higgins clarifying her position, but he was concerned his wife had delivered a propaganda victory for the Kremlin. He called Mrs. Higgins to meet with members of the Ukrainian community in Ireland, sit down, have a cup of tea with them, and try to understand what Russia is doing to Ukraine.
Right, so that's been some of the response. The controversy has it received some coverage in Russia?
Yeah, Russia propaganda outlets have seized on Mrs. Higgins' comments yesterday, saying it's part of Western cancel culture, which President Vladimir Putin has typically claimed is out to destroy traditional values in Russia. There's a TV station called Zavgrad, which is a Russian Orthodox television channel owned by sanctioned Russian businessman Konstantin Malafeyev. It told its readers yesterday in an editorial that Ireland had decided to cancel its president. In an editorial, Zagrad said, "In Ireland, the scandal surrounding President Higgins and First Lady Sabina is gaining momentum. Sabina was hunted down by all sorts of commentators who are calling for a fight with Russia to the last Ukrainian."
All right. Well, listen, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Jason Corcoran there, journalist who covers Russia.